Healthy, fit and strong and living my life to the max.
Are you healthy, fit and strong? And are you living your life every single day to the max? Can you? Is it possible to be happy every day? Is it possible to be healthy, fit and strong for the rest of your life? Is it possible to have a career that you love, be financially free and have great people in your life? They're the questions that I ask every day because that's what I'm focused on every day. My study, my research, my headspace is focused on those four things and it always has been. So I'll ask you that personal question. Are you as healthy, fit and strong as you could possibly be so that you can do all the things that you want to do? Do you have a career or business that you love so that you wake up every day excited about waking up and doing what you want to do? That will then mean that you're financially free, because if you have a career or business that you love, you keep getting better at it and you add massive value to people's lives with your product or service, you're obviously not going to have any financial challenges. And then the people that you have in your life, do you love them? Do you respect them? Do they love and respect you? And if not, why would you have them in your life? If you've got people in your life who are not adding value to your life, and I'll just as an interesting side note, nasty, negative, criticizing, horrible people can still add massive value to your life because they can help you to get tougher and stronger and wiser and better. But if you've got them in your inner circle and they're affecting your headspace, they're holding you back from achieving your goals, or you're allowing them to hold you back from achieving your goals, then why would you have them in your life? So it's easy for me to rattle those off: healthy, fit and strong, career, business that you love, be financially free, have great people in your life. That's my focus every day and I can rattle them off. But the question is, how do you do that? How do you make sure that that happens? And those four things, if you live your life like that, could you be living your life to the max? So there's that personal question again. If you were healthy, fit and strong and the fittest and strongest you could possibly be and you had a stack of energy, if you have a career or business that you love, if you're financially free and money's not controlling your life, and if you've only got great people in your inner circle who love and respect you and vice versa, could every day be great, regardless of what's going on out there, regardless of the weather, regardless of what the government does, regardless of even if you get sick or have a tough time, is it possible that because you've got such a great inner circle life that everything else will be easier to handle? So that's the ultimate outcome, yeah? So how do you make that happen? And I like to keep this as simple as possible. I'm complicated, doesn't interest me. Big words don't interest me. I just want to keep it as simple as possible because I would love everybody to live like that. To get healthy, fit and strong is really simple. Get puffed to get fit. Lift heavy to get strong, because if you're strong, you can get puffed. And if you're fit and strong, then you will have a body mentally and physically that can do all the things that you want to do. To have a career or business that you love is not complicated. Do what you love, keep getting better at it, and your product or service adds massive value to people's lives. That's what I call the sweet spot. And I don't want to make it any more complicated than that. Business is easy, a great career is easy, being a sports person is not, it's not, you can do it, doesn't matter. If you love your sport and you keep getting better at it and you add massive value to people's lives, then you'll be successful as a sports person, as a musician, as an artist, as an accountant, as a doctor, as a lawyer. It doesn't matter. It's a very simple process. The third part, which is financial freedom, if you're making money because you've got a career or business that you love, financial freedom is very simple. Spend less than you earn and invest the rest. That process is not complicated, and there's a lot of people who'll try and make it complicated. They'll try and tell you that you can't be wealthy, that you can't have great investments, that you can't live your life as a financially free person, and that's just not true, because there are people who have lived on minimum wage and they end up retiring as multimillionaires, because it's not about money, it's about allocation of money. If you waste your money, if you spend more than you earn, then you'll go broke and you won't be able to retire financially free, or you'll never be wealthy. That's pretty simple. Now, the relationship thing is a bit different because you can't control what other people do. But you have full control over choosing who you put into your life. And there's a lot of people will say to me, well, I can't choose my parents and I can't choose my siblings and I've got horrible people in my family. Well, I always ask this question: why do you need to go there? And if you have to, if you think you have to go there for some unusual sense of, I don't know, duty or respect, don't go as often and don't stay as long. And when you go, keep your ears blocked. If the people in your life, family, friends, circle of influence, is not adding value to your life, then block your ears and don't listen to what they've got to say. And usually the people that in your life that tell you you can't be fit and strong, or they're not fit and strong, you can't have a career or business that you love because they don't have one, you can't be wealthy because they aren't, why would you listen to them? they're not living the way that you want to live. Are there people who are healthy, fit and strong? Yes. Are there people that have a career or business that they love? Yes. Are there people that are financially free? Of course. So, of course, you can do that. But sometimes that's affected by the people that you have in your life. Now, the reverse of that, if you have people in your life, in your inner circle, who are healthy, fit and strong, energetic, and don't believe in getting sick, and they don't believe in taking a long time to recover from injury, and they don't believe in taking drugs to get better, they just want to be healthy, fit and strong, are you more likely to be that person? If you've got people in your life who have a career and business that they love, and they want you to have a career or business that you love, and they're holding you accountable to that, is it more likely that you will? And if you're surrounded by wealthy people who work really hard and they're dedicated and they want to add value to the world, is it possible, because that's a successful business, is it possible that you too can have a successful business, have a successful career and be financially free? So that last part of the four, and I call it the four major parts of life, healthy, fit, strong body, career or business that you love, financial freedom so money's not controlling your life, and the people that you have in your life could affect the other three. So if they are affecting you negatively, is it time to change that last bit, which is the people? And if they are affecting you positively, have you thanked them? Have you told them, thank you so much for adding value to my circle of influence? You believe in me. You are living the example of healthy, fit and strong, so I know that I can be. You're living the example of having a career or business that you love, so I know that it's possible. You are financially free, so now I know that it's possible. It's a really interesting and very personal and confrontational question. If you're a parent, if you're a teacher, if you're a coach, if you're a boss, if you're a leader, do we have a responsibility to have those four areas of our life sorted? And I ask that question very personally because when I was 13 years of age, and I share this all the time, I went looking for people that had those four things together. I decided that that would make a great life. I decided that if I was healthy, fit and strong, and if I did have a career or business that I love, and if I was financially free and I only had beautiful people in my life, that my life would be great. And I went looking for examples of that. Now, I'm sure there was some, but I couldn't find them. And I then decided that I was going to live my life like that. So if a 13-year-old little girl ever looked into my life, she would see that it's possible to have all of those areas sorted. So if you are a parent, a teacher, a coach, a boss, or a leader, this is a very personal question from my heart to yours. Do we have a responsibility to get those four areas of our life sorted? It's not complicated. Get puff, lift heavy, do what you love and be really good at it and keep getting better at it, add massive value to people's lives. Spend less than you earn so that you can be financially free, and do not accept negative, nasty, criticizing people into your inner circle. And the ones that are out there, learn from them, grow from them, get better because of them, become wiser, better, stronger, rather than let them affect your life or pull you down. I can share that very passionately because I'm an old lady. I've lived my life like that. And yes, I've had highs and lows and bumps and horrible experiences and terrible things have happened to me. My life has been an awesome up and down roller coaster of wow experiences and really crappy times. But when you decide who you are, what you stand for, what you believe in, and what your core values are, it's very easy to live your life to the max. And you can look out into the beautiful world and say, I love my life because I'm living it to the max. Super duper doo, how are you living your life to the max? Woohoo!